USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is involved in a whole-of-government approach to the coronavirus threat. The vice president also reminds everyone,
let's be clear, the risk to the American people of the coronavirus remains low, according to all of the experts that we're working with across the government.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is suspending her presidential campaign one day before Super Tuesday. She's expected to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden. Voters in 14 states will head to the polls tomorrow to vote in their state's primary election. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to do well. Sanders won earlier contests in New Hampshire and Nevada. Meanwhile, Biden won Saturday's South Carolina primary and has new momentum in the Democratic contest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Today is a record-setting day for the Dow. It made its single biggest point gain ever as stocks are on the upswing. The Dow gained 1,293 points to finish at 26,703. The S&P rose 136 and the NASDAQ gained 384 points. Another challenge to Obamacare's foundation will get a Supreme Court review, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Supreme Court is taking up a legal challenge to the Obamacare individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The High Court did uphold that provision in 2012, ruling that it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But Texas and 17 other red states brought this lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act in December of last year. A decision from the High Court on it is likely to come after Election Day in November.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While addressing a crowd of around 18,000 people at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's annual policy conference, Vice President Mike Pence says Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders will be the most anti-Israel president in American history if elected.
Today, the leading candidate for the presidential nomination of the party of Harry S. Truman openly and repeatedly attacks Israel as a racist state and defames AIPAC as of all things, as he said, a, quote, platform for bigotry. Even more troubling, when Bernie Sanders smeared Israel at last week's debate, not a single candidate on that stage stood up to challenge him. But I'll promise you, we will always call out those who try to cloak their animus toward Israel inside the phony mantle of friendship. The most pro-Israel president in history must not be replaced by one who would be the most anti-Israel president in the history of this nation.
Apple is shelling out up to $500 million because of a lawsuit accusing the company of intentionally slowing down older iPhones. A judge in San Jose approved the settlement late on Monday. The iPhones covered in the settlement include the 6, 6 Plus, 7, and 7 Plus. Customers will get about $25 back for each iPhone. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.